When you get cancer, hopping on a treadmill is probably the last thing on your mind. But a growing pile of evidence shows exercise is precisely what doctors should advise you to do. The American Cancer Society has released new guidelines urging patients to get active, even as they endure exhausting chemotherapy and radiation treatments. This is a big change, one that some believe isn't happening fast enough. Julia Fluch has this report.
Good. Place both feet up on the platform.
Laura Rosenkrantz is a personal trainer for InPower Fitness in Portland. She's certified to work with a specialized group, cancer patients. They're tired and often nauseated from chemotherapy, radiation, and other treatments. Rosenkrantz's job is to design a personalized exercise program and help them get through it.
It's diminishing their fatigue, their depression, anxiety. It's improving their sleep. It's decreasing nausea. It's actually showing to improve chemo completion rate.
That rings true for one of Rosenkrantz's trainees, breast cancer survivor Leslie Weber. But her fitness experience is hardly normal compared to a healthy person's.
It was very difficult. As treatment went on, you get winded very easily. You know, I had to taper from doing the elliptical to a bike because that was a lot less taxing on me.
That's why someone like Leslie Weber benefits so much from a personalized training program. And numerous studies have come to the same conclusion.
I think we've overcome some of the barrier of just in the past, physicians saying, oh, don't do too much while you're on chemo, you might hurt yourself. I think we're past that era for the most part.
Dr. Julie Grelo is the director of breast medical oncology at University of Washington and the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. She says personalized fitness programs like Laura Rosenkrantz's are expensive and rarely covered by insurance.
It's not widespread yet that it's totally tailored to the cancer patient, but that is the growing movement. I very much support it. I think cancer patients have unique needs. They've had unique exposures.
Grelo adds that despite the recent evidence, some cancer doctors resist pushing their patients to exercise. Trish Carr has seen both sides of this change. She was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2004. Since then, she's been through 3 rounds of chemo and 2 rounds of stem cell therapy. Her doctor approves of her training regimen, but that isn't where she found out about it. In fact,
I can't remember anybody in my support group or anybody else I've come across mentioning specifically that their doctors have recommended exercise. I think it's just coming into their radar range.
Carr has maintained her training to varying degrees throughout her most recent treatment. And what a difference it's made.
I was able at Thanksgiving to carry a 10-pound bag of potatoes and my 15-pound turkey in the other hand.
Carr's fellow trainee, Leslie Weber, did hear about exercise from her cancer doctor. Given what it's done for her, she was amazed to read in a recent British study of many other patients who were completely unaware of how activity could help them.
For me, it was kind of a no-brainer, but then reading that so many other people have such an opposite experience from their doctors was really surprising to me. I kind of thought, we're in this enlightened age. People get this now, but not everywhere, apparently.
But for personal trainer Laura Rosenkrantz, her mission is clear.
The studies are coming out and over and over again proving how beneficial and how crucial it is that patients exercise throughout treatment. And so I think right now the roadblock is just educating people and getting the word out.
And she has her work cut out for her. I'm Julia Fluch reporting.